Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf. This parak discusses the plan Yehonah son and David made to reveal Shaul's motives in regards to killing David. And Pasuk Aleph. Vayivrach David menavos barama vayavo viyomer with me Yehonah son. Ma sisi uma avoni uma chatasi with navicha kinevakis es nafshi. David questioned Yonasan about what are Shaul's motives for chasing him. Yonasan shared, Shaul does not want to kill you. David reiterates and urges Yonasan that indeed Shaul wants David dead. Yonasan told David, Yonasan will cooperate with whatever David would like him to do. A plan was created between Yonasan and David. David was not to show up to the two-day Rosh Chodesh meal. Yehonasan would listen if Shaul would inquire about the empty seat at the table where David would normally be seated. Yehonasan would tell Shaul, I gave David permission to go home to Beis Lechem to a feast with his father Yishai. If Shaul was to speak negatively about David, then Yehonasan would know whether or not Shaul intended to kill David. In the meantime, David would be hiding in the field. If Shaul spoke well about David, Yehonasan was to shoot 3 arrows and yell to his attendants to bring them back. This would be indication for David to come back to Shaul. However, if Yehonasan was to overshoot the arrows, Yehonasan would call out, the arrows have gone too far. David would know Shaul intended to kill David, and David would need to run for his life. Yehonasan swore to Hashem he would keep a secret and be loyal to David, as Yehonasan had tremendous love for David, as it says in Pasuk Yedayin, Ki ahavas nafsho ahevo. He loved him with the love of his soul. Yehonasan also requested of David to repay his family with kindness for future generations. Note, David kept his promise by not killing Yehonasan's son Mephibosheth, as we will Amir Teshem learn in Shmuel Beis. Also, just look at what is going on here. Yehonasan was next in line to be the king after Shaul. Yehonasan is actually, in a way, giving over the kingship to David. Yehonasan is being completely mavato himself on the throne that would be rightfully his, and he's giving it to David. Amazing! In Pasuk Chav Dalet, the next day at the Rosh Chodesh feast, Shaul noticed David not there and thought David must be impure, tamei, and therefore not present. However, on the second day of the Rosh Chodesh Shuda, Shaul asked Yehonasan where David is. Yehonasan said to Shaul that David asked for permission to go to Beis Lechem to see his family. Yehonasan said he granted David permission. Shaul flared up in anger at Yehonasan and said, in Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer lo, ben naos hamardos, halo yadati ki boicha apel ben Yishai, levashtecha, levashas arvas imecha, son of a pervertedly rebellious woman. Do I not know that you choose David to your own shame and the shame of your mother's nakedness? The Radak points out, Shaul attributed Yehonasan's flaws to come from Yehonasan's mother. As we have seen in Sefer Shoftim, Shaul was one of the survivors after the civil war with Binyamin. Binyamin was told to take women from the field as wives to perpetuate the shevet of Binyamin. Rashi explains over there in Sefer Shoftim, Shaul was timid and did not initiate with his wife at the time, as Shaul's wife was the one who initiated. The child born was Yehonasan. Shaul had thought that Yehonasan's brazenness could be traced back to his wife's brazenness. The Navi continues, Shaul, in a fit of rage, tried to hit Yehonasan. At that moment, Yehonasan understood Shaul wanted David dead. And Pasuk Lamed Hei, through Membeis, which is the end of the parak, the next day, Yehonasan carried out the plan that was initially devised. Yehonasan called out, the arrow is way beyond you, and quickly run to his arrow boy, as David was secretly listening for the message. Yehonasan waited for the arrow boy to leave. David and Yehonasan hugged each other. Yehonasan reiterated that Hashem will be the witness to the bond and treaty we've made between our families. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.